It's your Day in Tech Yesterday, and it's brought to you by our friends over at DJI. Get yourself your own drone by going over to geekazine.com/DJI. Jeffrey Powers here. I welcome you to the Day in Tech History, a full rundown of technology history 7 days a week. Subscribe to the show via iTunes, Stitcher, or download right from dayintechhistory.com. Now let's find out what happened on this day, your day in tech history. May 16th, 1951, LL Israel Airlines operated the first regularly scheduled transatlantic flight between John F. Kennedy International Airport and Heathrow Airport in London. 1960, Theodore Maymam operates the first optical laser at Hughes Research Laboratories in California. And the leaders of the most powerful nations on Earth came to verbal blows in Paris over the U-2 spy plane, which flew over the Soviet Union. 1965, the Campbell Soup Company introduces SpaghettiOs under its Franco-American brand. 1984, Pacific Telephone determines that one of Thomas G. Simpatis's messages contains a stolen calling card number. Los Angeles police then raid his home. Thomas was a sysop of the MOG-URBBS. 1992, Endeavour completed its first space shuttle journey. And in 1997, American Mobile Satellite and WorldSpace officially changed the name of the American Mobile Radio to XM Satellite Radio. And now this word from our friends over at DJI Technologies. The Phantom 3 has been released just in time for all your springtime flying. In both professional and advanced models, the Phantom is one of the most popular drones out there. And it can make you feel like a kid again, just like when you got your first RC car years ago. With video up to 4K, you can have fun taking overhead shots, aerial footage in parks or by the lake, or you can just fly over your house to see how many of your kids' toys ended up on the roof, or if your roof even survived the winter. I encourage you to go over to geekazine.com/DJI so you can get free shipping on that DJI Phantom, and it supports the Day in Tech History. Then go out to the park and have a ton of fun. Geeky fun with DJI. Now let's get back into your Day in Tech History. In 2000, Corel announced that the proposed merger with Enprise had been canceled. Also in 2000, Internet 2 Backbone Network deploys the IP protocol IPv6. The main improvement of IPv6 provided the increase of IP addresses for network devices. And Microsoft officially released Windows 2000 Service Pack 2. 2001, CyberRebate.com, known for offering 100% rebates on overpriced consumer products, issued a statement that they have filed for bankruptcy protection under Chapter 11 in New York. 2003, the first film screened digitally in cinemas from a DVD was The Dangerous Lives of Altar Boys, shown in 4 Norwegian cinemas. And a total lunar eclipse was visible in Europe, the Americas, and most of Africa between 1:46 to 5:34 GMT. 2005, in a lawsuit brought against Apple by computer retailer Tiger Direct regarding its use of the name Tiger, a federal court in Southern District of Florida ruled that Apple's use of the name Tiger does not infringe on Tiger Direct's trademark. 2006, Apple announced the 13-inch MacBook, available in 2.0 gigahertz and 2.16 gigahertz processors. At the same time, they discontinued the PowerBook G4. Also in 2006, the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission accused Phantom Entertainment founder and former CEO Timothy Roberts of running what's called a pump-and-dump scheme in promoting the Phantom console back in 2004. Roberts paid a promoter to send thousands of junk faxes falsely claiming that Infinium Labs planned to launch the Phantom system in January of 2005. And, of course, this was vaporware. Toshiba released its first PC with an HD DVD ROM drive, the Toshiba Cosmo 35. There are also a number of laptops and desktops from Hewlett-Packard, Acer, Samsung, LG Electronics that also included the HD DVD drives. All desktop systems so far use the NEC HR1100A DVD ROM, which was for OEM usage only. And version 2.4 of the damn small Linux operating system was released. 2007, Amazon.com announced that it would launch a digital music store later in the year with millions of songs available, completely free of digital rights management restrictions. Also in 2007, in the case of Perfect 10 Incorporated versus Google, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals lifts a preliminary injunction prohibiting Google from displaying thumbnail photos from sexually explicit websites after concluding that Perfect 10, the pornographic website that originally filed for the injunction, would be unlikely to overcome Google's fair use defense. 2008, Samsung shows off a prototype laptop using OLED technology, and Sugar Labs announced that they will make a version of their Sugar software for the EPC. Sugar Labs was brought off of one laptop per child, and the creator made it for multiple Linux operating system desktops. 2011, comedian Adam Carolla stole the Guinness Book of World Records for the most downloaded podcast. It was formerly held by Ricky Gervais. During the March 2009 to May 2011, the show had 59 million unique downloads. And in 2013, a new world record had been achieved in wireless data transfer, with 40 gigabits per second transferred at 240 gigahertz over a distance of 1 kilometer. And Bill Gates reclaims his title as world's richest person with $72.7 billion. Now, Gates had actually lost the top seat back in 2007. And in 2014, court documents were filed to end all disputed between Apple and Motorola Mobility. This patent fight started in November of 2010. And Google hires Ivy Ross to lead the Google X team, which included Google Glass. And that's your Day in Tech History. My name is Jeffrey Powers, www.dayintechhistory.com. All the show notes are over at wikizine.com, Geekazine's wiki. And of course, you can like the Facebook page and follow Twitter at Day in Tech Hist. Until tomorrow, take care. Day in Tech History is copyright 2015, JMP Enterprise, and geekazine.com.